This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability." The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. The government says the sweeping goods and services tax GST reforms will strengthen the cooperative sector, make their products competitive, increase demand for their products and increase the income of cooperatives. In a statement, the Ministry of Cooperation said that the GST reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship, promote cooperatives in the food processing sector and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. The ministry said the GST reforms will directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises and benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. The Cooperation Ministry said the reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the newly introduced GST rates and slabs will have a significant impact on agriculture sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan explained that the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing the farmers' profits, he added.
हमारा संकल्प है खेती में उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ेगा और लागत घटेगी तो किसान का खेती में प्रॉफिट बढ़ेगा और जीएसटी में जो सुधार किए गए हैं उनको अगर देखेंगे तो उनका बड़ा लाभ देश के किसानों को मिलने वाला है
The Indian Air Force IAF has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of the IAF said that in landslide-affected region of Udhampur in J&K, Indian Air Force carried out a daring mission airdropping 5.9 tons of life-saving food supplies. In Himachal Pradesh, swift and heroic operations saw 540 lives rescued and evacuated to safe areas in a remarkable 17-hour operation. Four helicopters and 35 crew worked day and night to make these missions a success. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and Gujarat today. According to IMD, isolated places of East Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra will likely witness heavy to very heavy rainfall today. Indian filmmaker Annapurna Roy has won Best Director Award in the Orizzonti section at the 82nd Venice Film Festival. This section highlights new and indie films. Her film, Songs of Forgotten Trees, was the only Indian entry in this category and tells the story of two migrant women in Mumbai. Meanwhile, veteran US director Jim Jarmusch won festival's top honor, the Golden Lion, for Best Film for his movie Father, Mother, Sister, Brother. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a rare total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. The eclipse will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media reports, the eclipse will begin tonight at 8:58 p.m. and end at 2:25 a.m. on September 8. The Indian men's hockey team is set to face Korea in final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.